Hi there, this is Comic Book Daily. Today we have Chris Giarrusso as our guest today, and we're going to be doing an interview with him. Hi Chris, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Not bad at all. So Chris, you're probably most well known to comic readers for your work on the Mini Marvel series, which appeared as a backup feature in a number of comics while you're an intern at Marvel. How did you land this gig?
The internship
Oh, both actually.
specifically. Well, yeah, the internship was just something that I applied for while I was in college, and that was my basic foot in the door at Marvel. And during that time, I interned for an editor who worked on the What If comic, and I used to pitch him a lot of like off the wall ideas for the book, knowing that they wouldn't be taken seriously, but he knew that I did comic strips for my school newspaper. And he suggested one day that I could do a comic strip based on one of my stupid ideas for the What If comic, if I could condense it into three panels. And that was my first published work. It was actually while I was an intern. And I did a few more of the What If strips before the book was canceled. And eventually I went back to school and I finished up. And I got offered a job in the production department, and I came back to Marvel, and they offered me another comic strip opportunity in the bullpen bulletins page. And I used a lot. I kept doing a lot of the what if ideas, and eventually I kind of decided I wanted to do what if the Peanuts characters or Charlie Brown were kind of like integrated in the Marvel universe, or what if I combined the two of them. And that ended up turning into the Mini Marvels, and I just stuck with it.
Oh, beautiful. I noticed that you are paired with a number of different writers for some of the Mini Marvel strips. How did they jump onto the Mini Marvels crew? Because most of the strips originally were written by yourself.
Yeah, most of the stuff was by me. There was a period where I wasn't doing any work for them at all, and then they called me up and they said they wanted to start it up again. And during that time, I found that a lot of the stuff that I was, a lot of the ideas that I was coming up with weren't actually being received so well. And so, out of frustration, I just said, "Well, look, it doesn't sound like any of the stuff I'm coming up with is anything you're happy with." My editor kept telling me, he's like, "Oh yeah, we want you because we really like what you do, and your voice is perfect for this." But then he was rejecting everything I was submitting. So I said, "Well, let's just, get somebody else to write it then." So I did something with Sean McKeever, and then I did some stuff with Mark Sumerak. And then shortly after that, my editor started saying, "I want you to, start pitching your own ideas again." And at that point, he started liking more of the stuff that I was doing. Let's see. I did some stuff with Paul Tobin also, and then at a certain point he just said, just write it all yourself. And then so we were doing that for a while, and then the Audrey Loeb stuff came up because she was Jeff Loeb's daughter. He was writing the Hulk stuff, and they wanted to give her something to do, and so they paired me up with her on the Hulk strips.
Do you prefer to do the writing or the art mainly? Because your writing style in the Mini Marvels is very distinct, so that when you're reading a Mini Marvel story, you can tell when it's not written by you or when it's written by you.
Actually, I'm kind of astonished to hear that because I didn't think anybody really noticed. Especially because the most compliments that I get are on the Audrey Loeb stuff, and people don't even realize that Audrey's writing it a lot of the time.
It's surprising. A lot of the stories in the digest, like the Return of Thor, Conspicuous Invasion, that's some of the best stuff we've seen from you.
Oh, thank you.
So, with the discontinuation of Mini Marvels due to Marvel wanting to promote the Superhero Squad, some like you said, the Mini Marvels are still hanging around in the back of the Hulk series. Are there any other plans for other Mini Marvel strips to latch onto the back of other titles?
There's nothing planned. When we put out the last digest, they gave me the very strong impression that I was done with the Mini Marvel stuff, and they specifically cited Superhero Squad as a reason. And then I mentioned that in an interview, and then I was immediately told that I was wrong and that I was making it up.
And that it
So,
was because of Superhero Squad?
yeah, well, no, they said the I was initially told that Superhero Squad was something they wanted to focus on, so they didn't want to like do any mini Marvel stuff anymore. So I repeated that, and then my editor told me that I was wrong. But the thing is that it's information coming from two different people at Marvel.
So there's a bit of confusion going on there.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, from where I'm sitting, it doesn't sound like they're all talking to each other, and they don't all think of me in the same regards. Not everybody likes me. Some people like my work there, and some people hate it. Like they think it's
Hate?
horrible.
That's a pretty strong word.
Well, they dislike it intensely, maybe. Is that better? But so it's been difficult for me to gauge where I stand, because it's just I'm getting a lot of mixed messages, and so you know, I've been since offered other backup stories, but it was stuff I had to turn down because I was, you know, too busy with my miniseries, and
G-Man.
yeah, with G-Man, and I'd rather do a complete book than like 4 pages here and 5 pages there, and it's not even something, it's not something I can really depend on as far as regular work with Marvel, especially when I'm, you know, being told one thing and then being told the opposite a week later and then being told the opposite again.
If Marvel offered you the mini Marvels back, would you go back and do it for them as like a monthly digest?
Yeah, I would certainly consider it. Yeah. Well, a monthly digest. It's like
That's a lot of work, but I think you could pull it off.
no, there's no way I could do that. I mean, a monthly comic, like the miniseries I'm doing now, is the first time I've ever attempted anything monthly. It's only for 5 months, but it's still the most work I've ever tried to do it at once. And so it's taking some acclimating.
So after
I
your
certainly couldn't do 96 pages in a month.
So after your stint at Marvel, you began doing work on G-Man through Image Comics. How did you start get your start there?
Well, G-Man started as a backup feature in the Savage Dragon book.
Through the comic bits, right?
Right. And that actually started in like I think 2000 and 2001 or 2002. That was shortly after the Mini Marvels was canceled the first time, I think. And so I started the strip there. And then when Mini Marvels was canceled the second time, I didn't have anything to do, so they offered me the one shot that we put out in like 2004. And then I kept doing the backup stuff, and more material accumulated. And then once the Mini Marvels started getting successful again with the digests, Image decided to resolicit the old one shot because they still had a bunch in the warehouse.
When you say mini Marvel, did you mean the G-Man digest or the mini Marvel?
No, no, like, well, there was the Mini Marvels digest had come out like last year, and then Image looked at that, and they thought, well, we could probably sell the G-Man stuff now. We probably have a better chance of it
Oh,
because
based
like,
off the strength of your mini Marvel sales.
right. So they resolicited the one shot. It sold out in the first week. Like they got rid of all their inventory, and they realized that, you know, they could still keep selling it. So we decided to repackage it in a digest format that was identical to the Mini Marvels, because I had a lot more material accumulated by then for G-Man. And so that did pretty well, and they decided that it would be a good idea to keep following it up with new material, and I didn't see any reason not to, since I didn't really have anything else to do at the time. You know, I was under the impression that Mini Marvels was a closed door. So we committed to the miniseries, and so far so good.
So right now, G-Man is being written as a mini-series. Do you see yourself working on G-Man kind of on and off, just doing mini-series, a digest, mini-series, or a digest? Or something like an ongoing series, like Savage Dragon's been going on consistently for?
I like the idea of doing the mini series just because it kind of give me some time to recuperate in between. I'm like, I've never been working as hard as I am right now. And I'm kind of like looking forward to finishing that last issue and maybe taking a month or two off before I get ready to start the second miniseries. And I look at Hellboy as a good an ideal example of the way I'd want to approach it. You know, Hellboy is always released in like a miniseries, and then here's the next miniseries, here's the next miniseries, and I really like that format.
Most of your work falls into the all ages category. Is this like a comfortable niche for you, or do you see yourself kind of doing other types as well?
This is it. Just actually, it's kind of always the way I've operated, so it's the most natural and the most comfortable way for me to work. I like a lot of the mainstream stuff, more adult or mature stuff. I enjoy that as a fan, but I don't feel that I'm strong enough, or I don't. I just it doesn't feel natural for me to like even attempt to compete with all that awesome stuff. So, I like the idea of doing things that that kids can pick up and enjoy too, as well as, I mean, I'm writing for, I've never felt like I wasn't writing for adults, but I've always felt like, well, at least this is something that a kid can pick up and he'll be able to understand it or be entertained by it.
What are some of the challenges you have in, putting out a comic like GMN, such a large comic book market with like hundreds of titles coming out on a monthly basis?
It's just most people don't know about it. It's still relatively obscure, and the fact that it looks like a kid's book kind of I think makes people predisposed to just passing it up. Even people that know me from many Marvels are kind of hesitant to give it a shot because it's not the Marvel characters, and I think people are more likely to pick up a Marvel book because it's the characters that they love, and they like to see their favorite characters drawn as little kids, and they don't necessarily attribute any of the entertainment necessarily to me or the person, whoever's creating it. So they'll be just as happy with something like Superhero Squad, or if they just gave the mini Marvels to somebody else to do, I think they'd be just as satisfied by that.
Right, but I think
So it's
when you place your mini Marvels work side by side by the Superhero Squad, when you read it, I think that they're gonna notice a big distinct difference between the writing.
Well, I appreciate that you're noticing something like that, and there are certainly a significant number of people that do notice it, but it's not everybody that notices that. There's still a lot of people that just pick it up just because it's a Marvel book, and people that are not going to notice it. There's a lot of people that think that I do Superhero Squad,
Oh.
they can't tell the difference between the art or the writing. They see it and they think that it looks familiar. So unless they're like 100%, into it, like it's like something that's their favorite thing. Like a lot of people just, they don't notice if they can't tell the difference.
That's quite
So
surprising.
when I put out, G-Man, and it goes out on the shelf, a lot of people, some people recognize it and they know that it's me and they'll pick it up, and that's, I'm thankful for all those fans, but they're not all following me over, so. That's the biggest challenge right there, is just being somewhat obscure.
For your art and writing style, what kind of influences do you have? When you're writing, you're very similar to Fred Hembeck, who did a lot of parodies of comic book characters. Are you familiar with his work?
Oh, absolutely. He was actually a big influence on me as a kid. When I first started reading comics, when I first started reading superhero comics, I had already been a big newspaper comic strip guy. Like I grew up reading all the newspaper comic strips, and especially the Peanuts collections.
Right,
Like
so that
I would
explains why your art's kind of always done in a kind of a strip form, essentially, instead of a continuous page.
right. Although I'm trying to get away with that, I get away from that with the miniseries. Like I like to do the more long form stuff, but yeah, initially my start was comic strips, and Charles Schulz is probably the biggest influence. And then when I started reading comic books and I saw what Fred Hembeck was doing, I thought it was fantastic that he was combining the both of them and bridging that gap. And even back when I was like 10 years old, I thought, man, that's what I want to do. I want to do like the comic strips that I'm used to seeing and combine it with superheroes. And it's just as fate would have it, I got that opportunity to do it.
So, when you do your art, what kind of tools do you use?
I use you know, my pencil with like just a regular, well, a 2H lead, and I ink with mostly with brush.
Oh, so
And
you're mainly hands-on. You don't use much digital painting or anything like that? That's
yeah,
the
I
correct
just
term.
use I color in Photoshop, but everything else I do on paper.
What's some of the stuff you're reading right now?
I really like Invincible.
Correct me, that one's a great read.
Savage Dragon, Walking Dead. Let's see what. Oh, a lot of the Green Lantern stuff.
Especially the Blackest Night stuff lately.
I really like that stuff. Green Lantern was like one of my favorite books as a kid, and I like all this color war stuff that they're doing so far.
Can you ever see yourself kind of doing like a mini DC kind of thing? I know they've got the Tiny Titans going on, but it seems like there's room in the market for more children's readings just to bring them into it.
Well, it's something that I, you know, has always been like an obvious thing. I mean, ever since I started, you know, doing conventions, you know, people asking me to do mini Marvel versions of the DC characters, you know, I would like to do it. Once they started their children's book thing with the Tiny Titans and all that stuff, I did pitch some stuff to them, but they weren't interested in it because it, you know, I think they felt like they had the base covered.
Right.
And I think what Art's doing is fantastic. So, you know, I can't really argue. I didn't push it, and I don't feel like I have any right to complain that they're not giving me any opportunity. And I have my hands full now anyway.
Do you have any advice for people who want to break into the comic book industry themselves?
It's kind of tricky. But I would say, if I were to try to break in right now, I'd say the best thing to do is web comics.
I give them a little portfolio to work with so they can see how your work is.
Yeah, you either do that or do like a daily strip or do like a, you know, a page a week or something. Do an ongoing thing, like make your own comics. Do something that you could something that you could actually print out and make mini comics out of and give to people physically at comic conventions, and then but also have it on your on a website.
Thanks for your time today, Chris. To close off this interview, could you tell us why do you love comics?
Why do I love comics?
That's right.
Well, I don't know. they're fun. They're entertaining. I don't know that it's much more complicated than that.
I think that's all we really need from comic books.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time today, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Dave.